If the Affordable Care Act is repealed without a comparable replacement, it could have a major impact on Washington's immunization program for children. Joining me now live to talk more about this and other public health-related impacts if Obamacare goes away is 88.5's Paula Whistle. Paula, can you explain how vaccines and the Affordable Care Act are connected?
Kirsten, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, it included something called the Prevention and Public Health Fund. Now, included in that, it's not the money used to buy vaccines. That's something the federal government does and has done for decades as monies come from elsewhere. But they actually buy vaccines so that all children can receive the vaccines for free. But the entire infrastructure that gets those vaccines to the doctors, to the so that the children get their MMR, their measles, mumps, rubella shots, though that is run by states. And so that money, about 43% of the immunization program the state runs, comes directly from that money. So they, for instance, have built a computer system that can track who's been vaccinated, who has a booster, needs a booster. And you know this from your son, that when you go to school, you have to have your record that your child has been immunized. You know, when I talked to the State Department of Health, they said the loss of this infrastructure for the immunization program would be disastrous.
So the immunization program, though, isn't the only one that could be affected by a repeal of Obamacare. If the prevention fund you mentioned goes away, how else would that affect the state?
Well, on the topic of children's health, one thing they use that money for is the lead poisoning prevention program. One thing they do is they send kits out to Head Start programs to test for lead. Low-income children are more likely, because of environments they live in, often to be affected by things like lead paint. Money to test for infectious diseases. Right now, the Shoreline State Lab is swamped doing testing on mumps and the flu, and it's that sort of thing that requires the lab to go above and beyond that those Affordable Care Act dollars are used for.
Well, so what's next? What are state officials doing now?
Well, the State Department of Health will be meeting with the congressional delegation, and of course, you know, who knows what will happen, but I suppose those funds could be shifted into other line items.
All right, Paula, thanks.
You're welcome.
88.5's Paula Whistle reporting live this morning. This is 88.5 News.